Hey, everybody, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. How you doing? Hope you had a great weekend. I had a fucking amazing weekend. New York City, Gotham Comedy Club. Holy shit. What a club. What a weekend. Shows were packed. Crowds were great. Avery Pearson and I closed out my sets with some magical musical moments. If you haven't seen that yet, go to my Instagram, Facebook, YouTube channel. I've posted a bunch of clips from gigs over the last few months of us doing this improvised music thing at the end of my sets, and we had some amazing shit happen this weekend that I can't wait to post because I taped all my sets. So shout out to Sandy Danto, Avery Pearson, and the entire Gotham Comedy Club and staff, the Mazzellis, Ed, everybody. Oh, and a special shout out to Jerry Seinfeld for popping in on my last show last night and doing 40 minutes before I went up. Holy shit. It was sweet enough to chat with me for a moment, take a picture. It was great. I went up to him. I was like, man, thank you so much for making me look good. He goes, I'm not doing this for you. And we kind of laughed. And then I go, sorry, the crowd's loud. I promoted you, but I guess you can't sell it anymore, huh? Boy, times have changed. And he laughed. And then we talked about Curb and Seinfeld. And then he took a pic with me after he crushed it. He's working on a new hour, apparently. So that was an extra special treat to close out the weekend. Love New York. Love Gotham. Thank you so much. And pumped for the weekends that are coming up. So many tour dates. We'll get into that later. Today's episode, a returning ALN guest. He always brings it. He's one of the funniest comics on planet Earth and just one of the best dudes to hang with and shoot the shit with. It's the one and only Chris Porter. You know him from Last Comic Standing. You know him from Comedy Central. You know him from his last Netflix special, Ugly and Angry. He's got a new album coming out on iTunes, which you can get all that info at chrisporterisfunny.com along with all his tour dates. It's Chris Porter, baby! So fucking funny. We talk about our trip to Kansas City, going to the Chiefs game, drunk sports fans. Holy shit. How he just attended Corey Feldman's band. Remember Corey Feldman from Goonies, Ninja Turtles, Stand By Me? Yeah, Corey Feldman has a band. And Chris Porter breaks down that entire experience, getting a party bus with Ben Glebe and Steve Byrne and Tone Bell and having an amazing fucking experience. It's an unbelievable story. How Corey Feldman apparently is doing Michael Jackson moves, but says he's not stealing them. He's just him and Michael were influenced by the same dance people. It's insane. It's an amazing story. We have a lot of laughs. We talk about our upcoming journey that we're going to have together at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd. Porter's going to be on our live ALN up there, as well as our one in Vegas at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival May 18th through the 20th in Las Vegas. All that info at AdamRayTV.com or BradWilliamsComedy.com. Enjoy the hell out of this episode. Go see Porter live. He's one of the best. He's working on this new hour. The album's about to drop. So go see him live. Google Chris Porter and go see him do stand-up. He's one of the best. Follow him on Twitter at I am Chris Porter. Follow me on Twitter at Adam Ray Comedy, Brad at Funny Brad, at ALN Podcast, at ALN Podcast on Instagram, Adam Ray Comedy on Instagram, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, aboutlastnightpodcast.com for all our shirts. That's where the merch lives now. Shirts, hats are coming in the next couple days, either tomorrow or Wednesday, and then posters shortly after that. So aboutlastnightpodcast.com for all your ALN merch. Again, thank you for subscribing and commenting on the iTunes page. That helps us climb the charts. Go to the iTunes page right now. Comment on the iTunes page. Tell somebody to subscribe. So many ALN fans in New York this weekend. It was unbelievable. Brad, I know, was in Orlando, too, and said he had a lot of peeps coming up. And it's great, man. Meeting you guys face-to-face is unbelievable. There was a kid named Mike in New York who's been watching me on Laugh Factory videos and the podcast. And another dude, fuck, what was his name? Chris. I'm going to be doing another fan of the week on Thursday. I got to remember some of these people who came out and just, man, showed some dope podcast love. Really appreciate it. And we've got so many great episodes coming up, man. Holy shit. John Renitsky, Theo Vaughn, Ben Lyons, TJ Miller. Our live show in Utah, our upcoming live shows in Austin and Vegas. So many great episodes and so many great tour dates. This weekend, I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, co-headlining the Addison Improv with my boy Amir K from Mad TV. I'm bringing Avery Pearson to do the music shit. It's going to be a blast. That's Thursday, March 16th through March 19th. Get your tickets at improv.com or AdamRayTV.com. Brad Williams, Well, Brad is supposed to be in East Providence, Rhode Island, March 16th through the 17th at the Comedy Connection, and then at the Wilbur Theater on Saturday in Boston, but apparently there's a big storm coming. I just escaped it from New York City. Brad might or might not be going, depending on the weather. He will be tweeting and posting about that if so, but as of now, he's going. Comedy Connection in East Providence, Rhode Island, Thursday and Friday, and the Wilbur Theater in Boston on Saturday. Get your tickets at bradwilliamscomedy.com. Now that we got the tour dates out of the way, that's the merch info and the Twitter handles, so sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast with the very, very funny, our buddy, Chris Porter.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. About last night.
And it's strange because, like, yeah, we do the podcast, we expect people to listen, but then when people actually do listen, it kind of freaks me out.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's like, oh, wait, you heard that? Like,
Oh, yeah. Driving to Vegas or up to, you know, my drives, it's all about last night.
Yeah.
Well, the best.
Thanks, oh, you're welcome, man.
And I do have one quick question right off the bat, and that is, do you ever leave your house not wearing some sort of article of clothing that says Kansas City on it?
It's very rare. It's very rare. Well, I got...
Well, I don't leave... I mean, I'm the same way with anything Seattle. I mean, yeah. It's like I went to the cleaners the other day and I was wearing supersonic sweatpants and... say that 10 times fast, by the way.
And sounds like a rejected Marvel hero.
Yeah, or a
supersonic sweatpants. Maybe could we pair him with Iron Man? No, yeah. that
the
one's
worst
not a good
indie
one.
Band of all time.
Well, no, the worst indie band of all time is what you saw last night, and
now worst or worst best of the worst.
Well, musically, it was the worst. Wow. But, of course, that's not why we went.
No.
Yeah. We went for the show, and this which was amazing.
Okay.
Now, all right, so set the scene of what you did last night. First of all, once again, I'm sorry I couldn't go. Forgot that I had a Sunday show in D.C. But thank you for bringing my fiance and not being like, no, Brad, no you. Not doing that.
What a rock star.
Yeah.
Your fiance is.
Yeah. Really?
Like, even hammered, she was taking care of everyone.
Oh, yeah. She does that.
Like, subconscious. She does that. Like, yeah. She just coming back into conscious, like, you need a water?
Like, yeah, she does that. And
so she's puking on the ground, but still looking up the Uber.
Yeah. And holding her own hand.
Yeah, she's a damn champion. Yeah. I don't need to do jack with her. Yeah. It's fantastic. And then of course, like, when we have parties, before the party's done, the apartment's clean. We're like, how did that happen? She's like, oh, I had 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So I just whipped up the apartment.
That Asian work ethic?
I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, I'm glad I got it. I'm glad I locked that down because that's pretty damn solid. Because I don't like to do shit.
Well, yeah. Brad said, he goes, once she's like, her cooking became like a prominent staple of the relationship. Oh, yeah. He's like, oh, I'm going ring chopping tomorrow. Like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. When I would wake up and then it'd be like 7 o'clock in the morning and she would just turn to me and go, what do you want me to make you for breakfast?
Oh.
Like that's the first thing I hear every morning.
That's a thing.
Oh my God. and then sometimes she goes, all right, I'm going to try something. I go, oh, that's going to be awesome. Because when she tries something, it's like salmon inside a puff pastry, or like for the Super Bowl party, it was tater tot waffles.
Yeah.
Bacon and cheese tater tot waffles, which I don't even know how the fuck you do that, but like a weird baby born from two Alabama cousins, it just kind of came out right.
I took scrambled eggs and I infused them with buffalo sauce and they're in a ranch crust. Like, what?
She's basically like one of the, like when the chefs on Chopped, like some of those guys, when they're like, here's a bag of Sour Patch Kids, a meatball, and a fucking now and later, make a breakfast burrito. And like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Again? All right.
And then they do it.
Yeah.
And it's funny you say that because she wants to throw a Chopped party where we just have everyone over and with random ingredients you have to make something
up. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I love
idea.
That show.
And I would be terrible.
Yeah, it would be the worst. Can you cook anything?
No. Well, I mean, I can, but it's all meats and cheeses.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much like if you want a Lunchable, Chris Porter's your man.
Yeah, you want a grilled chicken sandwich? Come at me, bro.
I do. Yeah, I will.
I got you. I do a mean chicken burrito.
There you go.
See, these are not... I'm waiting for like the bad example of foods that people don't want
to
eat.
Oh, well, when you go to your proctologist, you find out how terrible my diets are.
See, at least you're making... I mean, you know, there's some... All right, we're getting off the course. Yes. I want to talk about Corey Feldman and his band.
Okay. Yes. Well, obviously, we were all... I was introduced to Corey's musical talents years ago on the Two Corys when I was home visiting, and he did a Valentine's Day episode where he sang to his then wife. And
did it very creepily. Like he grabbed her by the back of the head and like thrusted her towards him like he was some sort of vampire.
Face to face.
Yeah. And like
just them.
And like an inch from her face just starts screaming at her.
Still with the microphone.
Yeah.
That was the best part. He saw the microphone. I'm like, she's right there, man. You're already yelling at her. We don't need to amplify this. But he did. So the part came in the show where he had to riff. And, you know, like, skibbity-bap-bap-a-dip-bow, like, shit like that. And he went, dip, dip, do, well, I love you. And I lost it. I was the greatest thing I've ever heard.
That's going to be in my vows at my wedding. Dip, dip, do, I love you.
And you know what?
Yeah.
Several dip, dip, do's last night. That's
really?
That's his thing.
That's his go-to.
So
when you first heard it, you were like, oh, that's just some one-off that he felt in the moment. That's his go-to.
That is his James Brown... Ow! Like, that's his thing.
Dip, dip, the do, I love you.
Just the dip, dip, a do.
Gotcha.
But there were a lot of
take it easy.
Dip, dip, because dip and do went into a lot of different, you know, it rhymes with a lot of stuff.
It does. Yeah.
Like, dip, dip, do, I love Motley Crue.
Yeah.
Shit like that. And, okay, so.
So you see him at that years ago, so and you're like.
Always been obsessed with it.
Now, have you checked in, like, periodically? Like, just Googled Corey Feldman music, like, to see any recent updates? Or,
well,
like,
I always went by, like, there's a great him doing the improv. Like, he opens an evening at the improv. Like, Bud Friedman brings him up, and he lip syncs to a song that he wrote that he doesn't know the words to. And it's obvious. And so it was always this. And we'd always, you know, it was something you'd show at parties. People, you know, you... have that night where everyone's showing YouTube videos. I'm like, well, watch this.
Yeah.
And it would just be like 3 hours of Corey Feldman.
By the way, I love those parties, by the way, or just those moments in get-togethers where it's just constant, like, everyone's like, I think I know the best thing that you've never seen.
Yeah.
But if you pull up a Feldman video, you win.
Yeah, it's hard to trump.
Yeah.
It's real hard to trump.
Unless you can find Trump and Feldman.
Oh, that's always great.
Yeah.
And it's good. Trump going, dit, 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 do, I love you.
That's what I said to Melania. She said yes.
So the first Today Show thing happens.
Oh, yeah.
The recent Today Show.
I still have not seen that, by the way.
Okay, he sings Go For It, and it's to a track. He has a band, but they're obviously not playing.
Yeah.
And he does his dance moves, and if you haven't seen it, it's Feldmanity at its finest. Is what it is.
That's the name of the band.
No. It's called Corey Haim and the Angels.
Okay.
And he has this whole spiel about, oh, you know, I'm just trying, I'm saving these girls. These girls are troubled, and I'm trying to save them because angels have saved me once or twice in life.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, my girlfriend showed me the casting notice for the band. Like, he's not trying to save anybody. It's just like this fucking weird.
Are you hot?
Spiel.
Yeah. Are you desperate?
Like, and then, like, last night he was like, this girl's never played bass before. And you're like, yeah, that's apparent, man. He was like, she used to play guitar. I was like, hey, can you play bass? And she went, eh? And I said, goo it. And so then that was so popular on the Today Show website that it broke the website. It crashed the website.
Yeah.
So they had him back for a second one. This time the band played, and he got into a bunch of trouble because he threw a plastic American flag. He had it as a prop for like 4 seconds. And then he just threw it on the ground, which I don't know if you know anything about flag etiquette.
Yeah, you don't do that.
You don't do that.
Yeah.
So a lot of veterans were like, hey,
tell that Goonies kid to
show some respect. And of course, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it.
Yeah.
So I've been waiting for a tour. Like, I've been checking his website. I've been the feature's up. You've seen him already. Like, right. Looking for shit to look up on Google. I'm always checking Feldman.
You've been Googling Feldman.
Yeah, what's up?
Which is a follow-up to Waiting for Godot.
Yeah. Should definitely be coming to ABC Family next year.
So, the announcement comes. Feldman's doing a tour. But first, he's doing a warm-up mini tour. So, already I'm in. Because I know...
Yeah,
he's calling it a warm up
and the entree.
He's calling it warm up, so he's already admitting that it's not going to be for sure. It's not going to be certain.
Yeah,
it's going to be very rocky. Like that's what when they say warm up tour, it's a band kind of going, we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. And that's when you know, like that's a confirmation that it's going to suck because he sucked in the Today Show.
And that and he thought he was like, I nailed that.
Yeah, and now it's like, well, this one, don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, and so
so you're like, I'm in.
Question: do bands is that normal to announce a warm up tour?
Yeah, the Crows did that. Like the Black Crows did that before one of their last reunions. But they'll do some club dates around the first city they're going to do, and they'll usually go under a different name.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Like the Stones did that at the Echoplex, but they just said they were the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
And first 200 people get to have the time of their lives.
Yeah.
And so, not an unusual thing, but obviously San Juan Capistrano on a Sunday night, he doesn't want a lot of people to see him.
Right.
So I'm like, that's where I want to go. I want to see Feldman Spring Training. Let's do this. And so... called some friends, called Brad, called some, and I knew Steve Byrne was way into it because I'd talked with the guys at DVE in Pittsburgh and we did like an hour about it. And so I was like, you want in? He was like, I'm in. Brad said I'm in because he can't read a calendar. And so I just started.
You really can't.
No, it's one of the dwarf stereotypes.
Well, let's be honest. We're calendars not good with are calendars. Like on fridges or on walls.
Yeah, they're hung up.
Brad just looks up and sees like a number and is like, I think that's it.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
That'll be my excuse if I get the date wrong.
Yeah.
I don't see a star around it, so I think I'm okay.
Yeah.
So, I just.
You guys got a party bus.
We got a party bus and.
This was you. I watched the Instagram videos maybe
me
40 times.
Tone Bell,
Ben Glee.
Yeah, Steve Byrne. Well, you met Steve there.
Steve bitched out on the Sprinter, and his wife was pissed. Like we got there, and she was like, "You guys had a Sprinter van?" And we're like, "Yeah." She was like, "Well, that would have been fun."
Yeah,
but we had a great time. Rolled down there, did not show up sober.
No.
Had a really good buzz on.
Yeah,
and walked in just in time for the greatest opener of all time.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this weird like 80s cover band, but the bass player looked like a reject from any 80s metal band ever. He had a skin tight American flag pants on, bandana, Jack Daniel's sleeveless t-shirt, a lot of eye contact with everybody,
wearing it ironically or seriously.
Oh, this guy was so into it.
Oh, that's even better.
Lots of eyeliner. Like this guy was so primo that as soon as the set was over, Steve Byrne screamed over just straight right there to him and was like, I need a photo right now. And homeboy saw
I need
no,
to remember you
saw no irony. He was just like, oh fuck yeah you do, because I'm the raddest dude you'll ever meet.
Basically, if like Uncle Rico was an 80s metal hair artist.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just like, I'm the best person in the world, man.
Yeah, and had a decent, like he was a decent player, but it was just like, man, if you weren't dressed like that, I could take you a lot more seriously. Like I wouldn't think this band sucked as much.
And I saw the videos, and the band actually looked decent.
Yeah,
like, looked like a band. Covers.
Yeah,
yeah,
they were killing it.
Yeah, and played some Journey.
Played Heart. You know,
they got the crowd fired up.
They had us going.
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
And real quick, what percentage of the audience is just hammered out of their mind?
I would say 30.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a lot of just adults there just to like locals.
See a show.
Just to see what's going to happen.
Now, was there anyone there that was like, no, you don't understand. Corey Feldman is my God. And like meant it.
We try not to mingle. Like that's a weird environment. We try to keep in our own little circle. You don't want to. I mean, we're definitely walking into a danger zone.
Yeah.
And a weird 80s fandom. Like there were a lot of cats. You know, being babysat last night. Like, that's the kind of demographic we're at. Like, several families of large amounts of cats.
Right.
And so, Feldman comes out.
Yeah.
Does
the place go insane?
Well, first off, the Angels come out.
Yes.
Set everything up. We're all thinking there's a show. We're about to start because they're dressed like angels.
Yeah.
Giant wings, halos that light up, white. They're all in costume. They come out, they check everything, and we're like, yeah. And then they just walk off stage. And we're like, well, what the fuck was that? And then the video started. The pregame.
Oh, boy.
Start me up video. And it was just like 40 soundtracks. Like, made, and he was like, he's a movie star. 3 albums. 1,000 city world tour. And then
here, more STDs than Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, yeah. His, remember his friend that died.
Oh, my God.
He got touched by his manager. Famous for being on YouTube. Give it up for the other Corey. And he comes out just like in the Today Show, hoodie.
Yep.
Does the first song. I don't remember what it was. It was one of the hits.
Okay.
One of the semi hits. I think you'd probably go for it. And it's the same weird Michael Jackson-esque moves.
Yeah, but not, but more like Michael Jackson impersonator.
Like proped out Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Just like right the day before he died.
Well, okay. He was probably, I mean, he was like a friend of Michael Jackson, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, they were best friends.
So, I mean, talk about somebody who's not only influenced by his music and dancing, but like if you have a front row seat to a lot of that experience, you probably somehow feel like, oh, it probably rubbed off on me a little bit. Like, I can probably move like that too.
Yes, but also, you didn't see the Today Show clip where the guy's like, hey, we saw a lot of Michael Jackson dance moves, and Corey was very much like, no, they're not Michael Jackson moves.
Oh, God.
We learned from the same guy.
Oh, no, fuck you.
Yeah. My God. And you're just like, what, are you out of your mind? Like,
we learned from the same moonwalk teacher.
No, yeah. No.
There's only one, and Michael did it.
Yeah, and that, also, not a bad guy to go, yeah, I learned from that guy.
Right.
You're a best friend.
No one's gonna get mad at you.
Yeah.
So he's like, Michael's is more of a moonwalk. Mine's more of a backward shuffle. You're like, oh, no, dude.
No, it's a sun. It's
mine's
a sun
more of a Pluto.
Slide.
Yeah.
A sun slide.
Pluto walk, maybe. Like,
I'm daytime. Michael Jackson, not to be racist, but he was nighttime.
He became daytime later. But he started off
as
night.
Nighttime always does.
Yeah. All night becomes day. Very poetic.
I've been hanging out with poets. I've been watching one of the biggest poets. Last night, I watched one of the new classical poets.
Yeah.
Corey Feldman.
It goes Maya Angelou, Robert Frost, Corey Feldman.
In my book.
Well, yeah.
And maybe Angelou and then Feldman.
You might want to throw Dylan up there.
Yeah. Maybe. You probably should.
Feldman slash Dylan, like they're tied.
Oh, my God.
It was. And they were warming up.
Yep.
The band wasn't on point.
Nope. I saw videos.
But Corey gave it his all. Like, he gave it 110%.
That you have to respect, right?
Yeah, he came out. And
as a performer, you see somebody just go all out on stage. You go, you're missing the mark. Things aren't tight or together.
Yeah.
But you're going for it. And you're at least giving yourself a chance to get better.
And you know where the mark is.
Yeah.
You're just, you need some glasses.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And I was very much like, I'm trying very hard not to laugh. I don't want, and it wasn't hard to not laugh.
Yeah.
But I was just, I acted like I was in it. And I was.
You're
I was like, go get it done.
Yeah. Well, you're a supportive dude.
We're having a blast.
Yeah.
You know, and there were definitely moments where you look at each other like, oh, fuck. Like when they gave his wife a solo. And it was,
not
and it's
good.
not the old wife; it's the new wife.
Oh,
who he calls his mangel,
main angel.
Yeah,
oh,
come on,
boy.
Brad.
Come on,
this is why we lost an idiot test, by the way. Brad backstage, real quick side tangent. Brad backstage during the warm up idiot test games, crushing. I'm sitting there being like, I don't even know if I should play. Like, I can
got
stand
everyone.
To the side and be a wingman.
Yeah.
Then we get out on stage. This motherfucker. Sorry to no. I mean, I won't say what happened. We did not do well, but any sort of well that we did came from my end.
Okay,
Brad answered.
That's true.
Brad, and
that's very true.
And look, I say that just because I thought it was not going to go down like that.
Yeah.
Brad
yeah.
answered so. He literally, it's like the board came up where there's like hidden. You know, you have to. Whatever. See, I can't even explain the game. That's why we lost so bad. But he basically just it came up and then he like pointed and he was like, I got it. Didn't he? And then all of a sudden 5 seconds later he goes, oh shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like
there will be many bleeps of me going, got it, boom.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Like, but in our defense, we were very entertaining. And
yes.
At one point Brad made a slam on Ben. A Yo Mama slam, and then I picked him up and paraded him around the audience.
Yeah. Oh, that is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you're gonna fail big.
Yeah. And you know what? He went for it.
Yeah. Yep.
And it was
Would you go again?
Well, that's the thing. April 23rd at the Coach House.
Oh, he's doing, I know what I'm doing.
He's doing a tour, and yeah. I got it done. So I was going to see if you guys wanted to go.
Yes,
I definitely.
We'll be back from Austin. Like that's a
that's the day we get back from Austin.
Okay, okay, yes. Good. So I don't even have to check my calendar. You guys did it for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I can fuck that up.
All get back.
Oh,
from Austin.
That would be a lovely.
But that means
thing.
We're going to party hard Saturday, get yeah. on a plane, and then party hard again Sunday.
Ooh.
So. Right. I mean, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean.
So
yeah. Hey, do it for Feldman.
Yeah,
I mean, what would Feldman do?
And it's all
WWFD.
About
WWFD.
It's all right. And if we don't get that on a T-shirt, we're being fucking stupid.
And show up there.
And that's also, a great if idea. You don't think I have a Corey Feldman tour shirt, you're out of your goddamn mind. Because I have one. I almost wore it today, but I like the way this one felt.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So on the way down, precursor,
yeah.
we're like, what's he going to play? Or is he going to do covers? And I'm like, right. I hope he does a Beatles cover.
Yes.
God, I hope he does a Beatles cover. And I fucking got it.
He did a Beatles cover.
He did Why Don't We Do It in the Road. He played.
Not even a main one.
He played drums.
Yeah.
And it was horrifying.
Oh.
Like to the point, like all the other instrument players were looking at him like, the fuck are you doing?
So at least he does everything poorly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know. He put on a hell of a show. At yeah. no point in the show was I bored. And we were definitely afraid that's what was... We were afraid that after two songs, it was just going to become a shit show.
Right.
And we weren't going to dig it.
And it wasn't because, what, he filled in the gaps of, like, in between songs with some stories or some, like, just some weird energy? Like, how did he keep the flow of the whole show entertaining?
There were significant pauses in between each song, but it was them, like, obviously trying to put shit together. Mm-hmm. And it being a Sunday early show, we kind of gave him, like...
Give him the benefit of the doubt.
And plus, most bands, like, especially the bigger they get, some of those bands take, like, a minute, 2 minutes in between songs.
Yeah, sure.
Just, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, and now, did he play any Michael Jackson covers?
Billie Jean.
Oh.
Came out in the fedora, one glove.
Doing the Corey Feldman dance moves that he learned from Michael Jackson's teacher.
From the same teacher.
Okay, okay. Yeah, so not the Michael Jackson dance moves. Yeah.
No, that would
be insane.
They're Michael Jackson-esque. But that's just because they have the same influences.
Yeah, dude.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
a lot of
exactly.
You know, just like Justin Timberlake is kind of Prince-ish.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
learned from the same guy.
For sure, sure, sure.
Like 98 Degrees. Yeah. Everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Everyone learns from Nick Lachey.
Nick Lachey for life. Yeah.
Dude, he doesn't get enough credit. He's like there's like the 6 degrees of like, so everyone's connected to Kevin Bacon.
Yeah.
Every dance move is connected to Lachey.
Absolutely. Yeah. As are most variations of the disease thrush. So, I don't know if you're aware of that, but it's in a
don't know what that is,
medical
but
journal.
That means I probably have it.
I think only chicks can get it. I think it's a vaginal.
And if dudes talk about Nick Lachey for longer than 3 minutes and they just get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah. Like, we are now hosts. Yeah.
We are the monkey from Outbreak right now.
So he
oh my God. And the only way to get rid of it is to watch all 3 seasons of his reality show that was on MTV back in the
yeah.
day.
Yeah. And you have
and I'm assuming 3, but maybe I'm giving him more.
You have to not
credit.
Punch yourself in the face when Jessica Simpson starts going, "Is this chicken or fish?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although, do you think he really cared about that? That was a great moment.
It was a great moment. Do you think he cared? He was probably like, "That's great TV," and also
yeah, but also, like, if you're that far into dating Jessica Simpson and you mm-hmm. don't think she's dumb yet, then you're dumb.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you think that was the moment where he's like, this chick's kind of stupid, I doubt. No, I'm sure that was, like, day one where you're like, oh, you're kind of dumb, but God damn it, you can sing.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So back to Feldmanity.
Yeah. You never want to stray too far from that.
The best part was, like, he had this big, long introduction for a song that he was not singing, because he's giving every one of his angels an opportunity to sing one of their songs.
I love that.
During the show.
Okay.
So he did this whole buildup to this song, and then went, oh, wait, we're not going to play that song. Here's this song. The funny thing is, they ended up doing that song later in the set. So all he had to do was just go, we're doing this now.
Yeah.
But he was like, no, fuck. Oh, fuck. I fucked up. Now I'm going to let everyone know.
Yeah.
So they did a solid hour. Why Don't You Do It in the Road? We got Billie Jean. We got all of his hits. We got Go For It, mm-hmm. Ascension, Millennium. He did a lot of the songs off his soundtracks, like Lost Boys, Lost Boys 2, which I didn't know was a thing.
Love that.
Like, after that, we were like, oh, I hope he does the theme song to, like, Drumline 3. Like, that'd be like, super rad. And he did.
Yeah, Lost Boys 2 to me sounds like when you go and you're at a video store and you see, like, wait, there's an Aladdin sequel?
Oh, yeah. You're like, well, I've already seen Grease 2.
Yeah.
So let's go with another weird sequel.
Sure. Let's do that.
So he got done, and my buddy starts doing the.
Oh, boy.
And I just started going one more song. Yeah. And for the first time ever in my life, we started the encore chant.
That's unbelievable.
And it started with, and of course, we're all hammered.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're just one more song. And the whole third of the house that he filled was losing their minds, like, one more song. And they came out and they trolloped through another song. It's about the best way I can say it.
Yeah.
And then I'll tell you this. We gave him the time of his life. Like, he walked off that stage going, this is working. This has legs.
Can I be honest? Well, dude, you should feel really good about that.
Like, we felt so great. Like, I kind of was like,
you want him to say, you want that tour to be good. Like, just for the sake of, I don't know, like, you don't want
to people to see it.
That's what I'm saying.
You want other people to experience the Feldmanity.
Absolutely. Because this is basically the musical version of when Screech does stand up. It's all it is. It's just like,
oh my God.
I'm not real great at this, but it's passable. Oh, and hey, it's fucking me.
That's so inside baseball, but it's so true.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like, listen, we're not, if you're going to a Corey Feldman show to learn music and to see music played well, you're already fucking up.
Yeah.
If you're going there, you know what it is? It's kind of like a Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
Totally.
Or going to see The Room. That weird.
What a great way to describe it. Yeah. Hopefully people, these songs will become so popular. I mean, dude, if he crashed the Today Show website, then enough people had to have been singing that song, like Rebecca Black's Friday. Like, and if people are going to it and can sing along, and maybe Feldman like takes that as like a way to incorporate the crowd more. Right? If people start getting packed and he's like, oh, there's going to be like almost performance art in a way.
Oh, and he was walking out on tables. Like, he was very like,
that's amazing.
And there was like, you can buy a $15 ticket for GA or you can pay $90 and there's a meet and greet.
Oh, man.
Which I'm sorry.
That's a lot.
I make pretty good money, but $75 buys a lot of other shit. And so
pretty sure for $75, you could just live with him.
Yeah. Or like, at least take him to, he'll take you to lunch.
Yeah.
Or some sort of Corey Feldman fantasy camp.
Which, like, now that's a great idea. You guys got to start.
You, him, and some.
Go put a flower on Haim's grave.
Yeah.
Like, that's worth 80.
They should do Goonies Fantasy Camp, by the way, where it's you, Feldman, and a bunch of kids that look like the other kids.
And you have to go find whatever the. I forgot
a
the
treasure.
Movie. A treasure. Yes.
One-eyed Willy.
And it's your way out of the camp. That's the.
And it's basically finding your parents.
Yeah. You can't leave the camp until you find
Which
the
at
treasure.
First, you're like, that doesn't sound like a very good prize. But by halfway through, you're like, man, this is the greatest thing you could give me right now.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I love, and it goes to how I can sit down with a bunch of friends, get drunk, and enjoy the movie Sharknado. Like, things, they're so bad that they come all the way back around, and
being amazing,
and they become good as long as you go into it with that attitude of, hey, we know what this is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, you don't go to an Adam Sandler movie thinking, like, this is going to be The English Patient. I don't know where that poll came from.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you set your mind to a certain point, you can enjoy anything.
I will. I did leave a bit out.
Mm-hmm.
And it just came to my mind. There was a video.
Okay.
That was pre-song. I think it was pre-stand-up, which is the second Today Show performance, very patriotic song.
Okay.
About how, just because, I think one of the lyrics is, just because I turn off the TV and I don't want to think about it doesn't mean it's not happening.
All right.
And he's talking about the problems in the world.
Yeah, he probably could have shortened that up a little bit.
Yeah,
but okay.
Yeah.
You know what, though?
But
no, wait, hold on a second. No, he can't, and no, he will not. And that's the appeal of Feldmanity.
Yeah.
He does things a little differently. Everyone's going to go to that show and walk out and go, what just happened?
Exactly.
How come this? How come that? And he loves that.
Well,
how come that song title was so long? Because, you know, why not? And you go, fuck, okay.
Because he made people think.
Yep.
He made people think. And so he really made them think, because pre-show, the video was, the only word I could describe was a little Hitler-y. A lot of Hitler video up top.
Like
to the point where I was like,
not Hitler-esque,
was that
like,
Hitler? That was Hitler. Hey, guys, did you see Hitler? Oh, wait, there he is again. like
turn around, turn back for more Hitler?
Yeah, there was at least four Hitlers.
There's a Hitler encore?
Dude, it was so weird because it was like, did you miss it? Because, oh, there it is again. Like, and it
there
was,
it is again. Oh, wait, no, that's a new video.
And it was just all these horrifying, like the Hindenburg going down and stuff like that. And he's like, something on TV, I can't leave me to me. And you're like, man, I didn't hear the first verse because I was kind of horrified.
Mesmerized by the Hitler clip.
Yeah, there's Hitler going on behind you, which is not something you just kind of brush off like... Yeah. You know, it's not like when someone passes a joint, you're just going, oh, okay, joint, whatever. It's like, no, that's a video of Hitler.
And one thing I can tell you is Hitler's one of those guys that if he's in your peripheral, you notice. You're like, is that Hitler over there? That's
also,
fucking Hitler.
Also, sure. If he's in your peripheral.
Yeah. I mean, I fumbled through it.
All right. Hey, if there's one thing.
Corey's Angel said that word for me.
If there's one thing that I have done in the last 3 weeks on tour, it's fuck up words and have people call me out for them. So I'm just conditioned.
But yeah, you're right. Like if you throw up a clip of General Mao from China, you may skip over that. Maybe a Stalin clip, like, oh, okay, that was weird. But like Hitler, you kind of go, what?
So the point he was trying to make, obviously, was this is what we're dealing with now.
Yeah, I don't even know if it was that deep as much as like these are horrifying things that we've seen on television.
Yeah.
Because it was a lot of shit. It was like horrifying things throughout history.
Did he have a clip of an earlier song that he played in that night?
No, but there were WNBA clips, which I thought was kind of offensive.
Hilarious. Showing just, the first just, woman dunking.
Just yeah, nothing just but like, layups. Nothing but layups. Just. Yeah.
Man, that's a mean
layups.
Jumper. You're right. This sport is boring without dunks. That's one game you're like, oh, the All-Star game is so boring. It's just dunks and three-pointers. You're like, no, that's why we're all watching.
Yeah. That's absolutely why you do it.
And betting the over.
That is incredible. I love, and here's one thing I know about you, Chris Porter, because I consider you one of my good friends.
Yes, absolutely.
And hell, you are myself and my fiance's go-to couple friend. Like you and your girlfriend, we know, like, hey, let's go out, let's have a good night, let's not have the awkward third person just looking at us like, I wish I had someone.
Yeah.
You know, and we always have fun.
Hey, I'm right here.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry. I'm right there. He cries.
But what
a lot.
if you put your hand like this, you can't see him, and it's easier.
Okay, but he's kind of like Hitler.
Hey,
we just kind of know.
All right. How dare you in my own apartment say he's kind of like Hitler?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Just
Christ,
that you're
dude.
A great orator.
Do I need to just line this table with menorahs so that you know I'm Jewish?
I mean, it wouldn't be a bad thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it might be a little overkill.
Yankee Doodle Candle Company doesn't make the menorah flavored candle,
which seems racist.
It does.
It is. It's a candle. It's already there.
Do you know the amount of Yankee Doodles I've gotten kicked out of for making that claim? Where's your menorah candle? All right, dude.
They're like, just buy eight of them, you cheap bastard. Not to be stereotypical. Yeah.
P.S. You smell like too much Sbarro.
Anyway, are you done with my taxes? Sorry. Did I go too far?
Yeah, no.
I love the fact that... I love that you can take any activity, no matter what it is, you surround yourself with good people, you know, good hangs, and then any little minute whatever activity can be really fun. And that's what you guys did. You said, fuck it, we're taking a Sprinter van.
Oh, yeah, hey, let's make a party out.
Another prime example, Kansas City, was this a month ago? 2 months ago.
Yeah, playoffs.
So we're both out there for gigs. And the Chiefs are playing the Steelers, and we like that was maybe one of the greatest, not just sporting events, but like all encompassing hang.
Yeah, we had a great time. Yeah. Like we really lucked out for that. First off, Adam's like the most gracious dude ever. He's like, if you drive me, I'll buy you the ridiculously expensive ticket to the game. And I'm like, yeah, that seems like a pretty good deal for me. It's not even my car, so we can totally do
this. I'm not even paying for gas. I think I'm winning.
And then I was And so then like my buddy. Is doing very well with his shirt company in Kansas City. He was like, hey, do you and your friends want to come to our suite? I was like, totally works out.
Yeah.
And so we got to go, and it was fucking freezing. Yeah. Man, I fucked that one up too. I thought that fucked was up. Fuck.
How do you fuck up fuck? That's the easiest one.
I thought frog. I thought it was some weird Midwest.
Yeah, like, I thought that was like some Kansas word. City thing. Like, oh man, it doesn't get fucking cold in Kansas City. It gets frucking sometimes.
I watch a lot of Battlestar Galactica.
Which can mean an excuse for just about anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean?
Here's the deal. We almost didn't make the game because you're KC weathermen. And I think with you know, all due respect, the information they've been given said that there was going to be an ice storm to the likes of which we've never seen.
That they named Icepocalypse.
Yeah. Yes.
Remember that?
That's
the weekend
right.
of Icepocalypse. They're like, there's no way you're going to this game will never happen. They moved it back.
Yeah. Yes.
That's right. Supposed to be a noon game.
That's right. And it was a 5:30 game.
Yeah.
My Saturday late show maybe had 40 people. And I'm all like, I kept saying like, man, I love that you guys put your life on the line to come out here. And they were all like, yeah, fuck it. If we get stuck in a club, fuck it. And I was like, they're like, it's fucking freezing and we love it.
Yeah. It is fucking.
But also, what gets me, because I grew up there, is it's not the first time that shit's happened. It's not even the 100th time it's happened. Yeah. And these dumb motherfuckers keep
happens
falling
every
for
year.
It. They're like, it's coming. And they're like, I got to go buy all the shit. You're now, like, you still have the shit from last year. Just go find it.
They've got to be in cahoots with like the space blanket people, the generator people, right?
The grocery store
the
people.
The grocery store people. Yeah. Because every news story is like, I'm Barb Swanson out here in front of the Albertsons where people are stocking up on hot dogs.
Yeah, and meanwhile you see some dude like cracking an old lady over the head for a bottle of water. And he's like, fuck you, bitch. It's Armageddon.
Like, they create so much fear.
How much info do they have, though? More than the...
Right.
Like, when their Doppler radars only do so much. And I say that knowing nothing about the Doppler radar, but I feel like they point, they say stuff, they like, what are they really sitting in a room and there's something that's like, all right, when it beeps four times, that means it's coming. Like, how do you really?
I just think there's a red phone, like in Batman, where it just rings and they pick it up. They're like, yes, yes, okay, we're fucked, right? But
it's
the best part of that
Mr.
was,
Freeze.
There was one channel the whole weekend that was like, you guys, I don't know what the fuck these other people are talking about. It's gonna be fine. And when it was Channel 4, I think, because that was the thing. I'm like, these guys are saying it's not going to be that big of a deal. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, when it happened, they were like that guy at the party that was like, fucking told you. Fucking told you. But no, Arrowhead Stadium, playoff situation, there's nothing like it.
And trust me, I don't want to give too many compliments to you because obviously I'm a Denver Broncos fan and we're hated rivals, whatever. But that stadium is maybe, with all due respect to Seattle, you guys are like 1 and 2 of like loudness.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, you've been to both.
Yeah, and I've been to both. And
at peak games, too.
Yeah.
That game we went to in Seattle was, I mean, you can't get any louder than that.
Yeah.
But see, here's the thing. The people in Seattle, like almost 80% of that stadium has hope and opportunity. What you have to realize about my beloved Arrowhead Stadium is that once you get into the upper levels, it's cousins fucking. Okay? Like, that's what we're
dealing with. In the upper levels? That's where they fuck?
We're dealing with guys that,
they
like, their kids don't have a college fund, but they have a Chiefs bus that they drive 8 times a year. Like, that's the kind of fucking people. There's a video on YouTube of the last Raider game where there's a full-on Royal Rumble in the upper echelons of that stadium.
Yeah.
It's just, like, I don't... If people ask me to go to games in Arrowhead Stadium, I first question... Like, you ask me to go to a Royals game, I don't even ask where. I'm in.
All day, every day. Yeah.
You ask me to go to a Chiefs game, I'm very... I don't know, where is it?
So you were pumped that we were like, down close up front. So you were like, we won't see too many fights. But we still kind of did on the way out.
I just wanted to be a good representative of my... Because you're from out of town. You're my buddy.
Yeah.
And I want you
to... You're hosting, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I don't want you to be like, fucking Porter comes from the worst place on earth. Like, they just cut...
I love that you're that prideful. But yeah, it was...
So, and then... And then the suite was great because all those people that are there were just, they're the nicest people in the world.
Yes.
And they were so welcoming. They're like, please come back. And
It was nice to go inside, get a drink, like watch from up there.
Yeah.
And then go back down for I think we did first and fourth quarter in our seats.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was cold, but it wasn't like it wasn't freezing. But like,
it wasn't
also,
snowpocalypse.
It was so nice to go inside for a minute and then come back out. And be like, oh, my body can handle this even more now.
The best was as we were walking in, and there was a complete clusterfuck getting into the stadium for some reason, but there was people drunker than I've ever seen standing on 2 feet. Like, barely. Coherent.
Yeah.
And there was a guy in a Cowboys jersey that was just looking at it, turning around, looking at everyone, going, and taking a bowl. Like, he's feeding himself out of a bowl. Because I think that's something Ezekiel Elliott did during the game.
Yes.
This guy was so drunk, he didn't know the Cowboys fucking lost, man.
Well, this is way after the game was over.
The game was over. He was like, we're fucking just eating our food, man. And everyone's like, you lost. Turn around. And Adam is videoing this guy.
By the way, I'm as close to you as I was to him.
Oh, wow.
And he's being cool about it. He's just doing, you know, just
doing the thing where you kind of rest.
I could be checking my text.
Yeah, but
or humiliating you in front of my thousands of followers.
But that's when his buddy was like, it's not cool, man.
Yeah.
And pointed right at Adam, was like, it's not cool. And it, to Adam's credit, he just filmed his buddy going, it's not cool. What's not cool?
You know what? Good.
Yeah.
Cause
but then his buddy was like, no, film me. Num, num, num. Like doing the bowl thing.
And I just wanted to like just Google the score and be like, hey, hate to break your heart. Yeah,
but you know those Super Bowl tickets you bought? Might want to sell those on a secondary market.
Oh. I will say, in that stadium and the whole experience, remember I recognized two dudes from my show on the drive-in?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
That was where... In the middle of traffic trying to get to our parking spot, and there are these two dudes just sitting on their tailgate having a beer, and Adam's like, pull over. I'm like, okay. And Adam's like, yo, dudes. And they're looking at Adam like, what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he was like, remember me from the show? And these guys just lit up. They're like, what up, dude?
Well, just because I talked to him for a while after. So I was like, and
how did they not know you?
And about the game and about Casey and whatever. Yeah. Well, I was leaning over the passenger side and it was dark. They couldn't see.
But
I couldn't remember their name. So I was like, Branson and Chasworth? I don't know. Like, whatever.
And he was wearing blackface, which I thought was a poor choice.
He wanted to, maybe if the Steelers win, you know, he wanted to make sure to blend into the audience.
He was trying out a few new characters. Yeah.
The blackface KC guy?
Soul Man. Soul Man Redux.
Sounds like a new Jeff Dunham puppet.
Hey, everybody. Adam Ray here for the About Last Night podcast. Look, do you like food? Probably. You're a person. You have hunger desires. You like delicious food. Are you a busy professional couple or a large family that runs at a breakneck pace? Or somebody who, like me, just wants to start cooking more but doesn't have the tools or resources or is lazy as fuck and doesn't want to go to the store to get all the materials? HelloFresh makes all this shit easier and tastier and healthier than ever before. To enjoy the experience of cooking new recipes and eating together at home, all right? Basically, they allow you to create recipes and plan meals without doing the grocery shopping because all that shit gets delivered to you, pre-measured, and delivered right to your doorstep so that you can cook and be a baller in your own home. Super easy, okay? Look, HelloFresh, they basically created this whole program so that people like me, like you, like Brad, who are using this, we like to cook, you know, but it's like we're so busy, we don't have time to go out to the store and get everything and then bring it home and measure it out and just, it takes so much fucking extra time. HelloFresh gets that shit pre-measured, all the ingredients for you, and then they send it to you to your doorstep, and all you gotta do is cook that shit up and enjoy it, all right? HelloFresh, they source the freshest ingredients, measure to the exact quantities, so there's no food waste, all right? They have full-time registered dietitians who review each recipe to make sure they're nutritionally balanced, and guess what? They deliver all this shit to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free, okay? Look, we all fantasize about being baller cooks in our own home, okay? Everyone sees Wolfgang Puck on TV when he's like, look at me, I made the new fanciest pizza that everybody loves and everybody wants to fuck me. And you're like, Puck, you're the man, dude. How did you get to that level? Well, he cooks and measures shit out. And guess what? You can do that too at home, but you don't have to measure it out because HelloFresh does it for you and they send it to your doorstep for free. For free is a big key here, all right? So do you want to start living life better and tasting all the good fruits and foods and veggies and meats that life has to offer? Go to HelloFresh.com and use promo code ALN35 to get $35 off your first week of deliveries and start living life the good way, man. I'm telling you, HelloFresh is the shit, dude. I used to hate cooking. Now I do it all the time because of HelloFresh. And at first it was like, all right, this is a sponsor for the podcast. I'll try it out. I actually love it. And my mom just came down to visit and we cooked up a storm. And she was like, this is such a great service. What is it again? I was like, HelloFresh, mom. She's like, what is it? I'm like, mom, I'm 2 feet away from you. I think you have hearing problems. She's like, I'm just high as fuck. Go to HelloFresh.com, promo code ALN35, and get $35 off your first week of deliveries and start tasting the better side of life.
I will say that stadium was so authentic and so classic football that it was like, I had never seen anything like it where, I mean, how much has been refurbished? Like, not much, right?
They since just did a $40 million redo, but it's mostly...
I couldn't tell.
It's mostly, like, the suites.
And I love that I couldn't tell. Because it felt like the closest to, like, I don't know, medieval times and fucking, like, gladiator battle, like, venue. Because it, not that it looked like it was going to fall apart, but it just felt, like... nice as it should be to house what you're watching.
Well, right. And to be fair, those seats you got us were like perfect because we were right above, like we could see over the sideline.
Yep.
And especially when they were right in front of us, you're like, these dudes hit.
Oh, dude.
And that, no wonder they can't talk after they're done.
Yeah.
They're just like,
no shit. Like putting a mic in someone's face after your brain has just gone on the Gravitron, like how are you supposed to put any sort of syllables to
Gravitron? Good pull. Yeah. Nice. My God.
Could you imagine in the 80s
first
when
first ride I puked on.
Could you remember the 80s when they were playing on turf, which was just as a piece of carpet on concrete?
Yeah. Right.
But it's just, I just want to thank my mom for giving birth.
Yeah.
Because I think that just happened.
They're like, hey, we're in the ice bath. There's no microphone even on you right now. Oh, cool. But I just want to thank her anyway.
Yeah, just tell her I love
her. Just prepping for the interview.
I mean, it's insane that, and then some people get mad at athletes because like, they always give the same answers. Yes.
Yeah.
Because you don't want them improv-ing.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You don't want them going off book. Yeah. But like, because.
What'd you do to take over their defense? I just wasn't a bitch like they were. I just out not bitch them is what I did.
Is that Sherman?
Should amazing. Be. Sounds like him.
No, Sherman's too educated. He would he'd have a great word for bitching.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I was like the fucking Concords and they were like the McNulty's of the 1740 Irish Brigade. And you're just like, fuck Dennis Miller football. Jesus Christ.
We just had a greater amount of perspicacity. And you're like, what the fuck is that word?
God damn it. Making me Google shit, Sherman.
Perspicacity.
That's an actual word. Stand by that.
I dated her for a little bit.
So funny. She was hot.
She was hot.
It Sherman's sister?
Yeah.
She had big ankles, but she was hot.
She's my sister, Perspicacity.
Didn't clip her babe, which was a bummer. Bush McCassidy, more like him.
The Sundance Kid.
That's what I called my dick as it was going in.
Because it got lost for a while.
I want to know if you guys were offered the gig of, like you just mentioned Dennis Miller.
Yeah.
And I remember how bad he was in my eyes because I was like, oh, you're just not like... I would want a Nick Swartzen or a Brad Williams or a Chris Porter type.
Right, because he's not a sports guy. His thing was like, how much can I, can I bust out a thesaurus and how many words can I use for fucking nail the guy?
Now, thesaurus or thesaurus?
I go with thesaurus.
I think we're getting picky on that one. I think that's a deadly potato tomato thing.
For sure. Those are two different foods.
Yeah, obviously. It's potato.
Yeah. It's pomato. Everyone knows that.
Okay, you're like, it's futon beanbag. All right? So we're talking about the same thing.
We're talking about Dennis Miller having the Monday Night Football game.
Yeah.
Because he didn't quite get the question.
Yes. And I think that like you two, in my eyes, would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I think I'd be good at it because I think we love sports enough. And we have enough, like what we're doing right now and talking about sports with a comedic, approach. It's like, I don't know. I just feel like they missed the boat on that. And then I think they just squashed it. Like Nick Swartzen, I feel like would be great at it.
He definitely ruined it. They're like, no other comic will never get a chance at it.
No, right?
But yeah, because they picked, you're absolutely right. Because at the end of the day, Dennis Miller's not just a guy that you'd want to go have a beer with.
No.
Right.
While Brad and I and you definitely have that quality.
Yeah. Like I would love to see Artie Lang call a football game mostly because Artie's got 10 grand on it and
like, oh god, no, don't put him in, I got the over, son of a bitch.
Like that'd be amazing.
I think that should be a guy on every case.
Right.
Like a guy who's got money on the game where he's just freaking out.
Just put him in a little picture-in-picture screen.
Yeah, let's just go to him and see what he thinks of that play. Yeah. Like, are you fucking kidding me?
He's the sideline reporter instead of Pam Oliver. Yeah,
there's no way this shit... Let's go to no way this shit isn't rigged, Steve. And it's just him going, no way this shit isn't rigged!
But see, because you watch these national broadcasts and they have to be so down the middle. They can't favor a side or whatever. Yeah. It's like, that's why you love listening to the local broadcasters do the radio calls, yeah, because they're so, like, they're into it. Oh, they're, yeah, passionate about it. They'll call bullshit on a ref.
They showed the guy that does the Chiefs play-by-play, and I've, yeah, never, because we had Kevin Harlan before he was huge.
Did you really?
That's where he, yeah, oh, but well, good, he did Minnesota, and he did the Chiefs, he's during amazing football. Yeah, and but he's one of the best, so, yeah, like, that's who we had. So we had this guy, and Harlan just sits there and calls the game. This guy, they have to, like, clear out, like, a whole table section for him because he paces back. And he is going to die of a heart attack during a game.
Oh, no.
He's going to get excited. You're just going to hear, yeah, the Chiefs. And that's going to be like, and we're going to cut to technical difficulties. Because, like, he gets so into it, and he's not in the best of shape.
Oh, God.
You just see his face.
Most announcers aren't
sitting like that.
But that's what you want to listen to.
Yeah. It is. You want someone that's living and dying at the same time you, yeah, are.
And or I like the guy, like, when something bad happens, like, he can't even get it out. He's just going, no! No!
God bless you.
Interception in the end zone.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Yeah. Oh, I got to call my wife.
Like, you're right. That's the guy. That's the guy I want up there.
That's why I hate Joe Buck.
He's so down the middle.
He's so down the, well, unless Madison Bumgarner's been mentioned.
Oh,
and then
Mad
he's like,
Bum. slurping his dick.
Oh, but I can't stand him or Chris Collinsworth. But I think he just sounds like a rapist. But I think that's
just my Collinsworth?
Or like a strip club DJ. Like, I don't get why he got
that's
the
right,
gig.
That's right, Al.
Yeah. Meanwhile, there's like every stepdaughter in America's like having flashbacks. It's like, I don't like this.
You were out there also doing a charity gig, right?
Yeah, I was doing, every year I do a show. I'm friends with Scott Pollard, who played for KU.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He does a bowling tournament for the School of Education for University of Kansas. So, yeah, it's a great thing. I just go in, I kind of co-host the thing, and I bowl. And
how much material do you bring into like a charity gig like that? Do you try
that
to just...
one? I do no material for the most part. Wow. Like, I think a couple, like, I think I did like a few check drop jokes because mm-hmm. like there something came up of the like.
Yeah.
And but most of the time I was just reading off names and doing stuff. Scott got really drunk this year on accident, and so I ended up having to kind of take over. He was he kind of handed me the mic. He's like, you got to do this. one of the lanes had moonshine. And I was like, gotcha, brother.
At least he had the presence of mind to do that.
Oh,
and not try to take it over himself. Be like, I got it.
First off, I have some political statements I'd like to make. Shut up.
Let me get into my Soul Man character real quick. Adam Ray, show me the ways.
I want to express to all of our listeners to go see you live.
Yeah.
First of all, go to your tour dates. You have a whole spring tour right now that's
I've
up
told
on
you
your
this
Twitter.
Many times and on the podcast last time, but you're one of my favorite comics.
Oh, well, thank you. I think, and I'm not just stroking you guys, but I think the same of both of you.
Wait, I'm about to come. Okay. Keep going.
More compliments. Yeah.
Double fisting.
Nice.
Alternating, too.
Oh, and they're taped to my hands. This is the worst.
But I want to say I was at the Syracuse Funny Bone a couple weeks ago, and I know you're there either next week or the week after. And this week, but this will air around Monday. So
yeah, I was just there.
You were just there,
amazing.
And you killed it. Yeah. It was fantastic.
What about that? What about next week?
Next week, I'm in. Hold on. Wait for it.
Up next Monday.
Oh, Hermosa Beach Comedy Magic Club.
Great.
Tuesday, Wednesday.
SoCal gig.
And then Atlanta Punchline. Or no, Scottsdale. Stand Up Scottsdale.
Great.
16 through 18.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I want to say that your preview video got laughs.
Oh,
that,
good.
That aired before the show. And that's a mark of a good comedian.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Because when they run the preview video, no one's paying attention.
Yeah.
No one gives a fuck.
Also, I don't know how much effort they're putting into pulling those clips. So they're just like, I hope, like, so if you're always having one from them to pull from just and it's crushing, then it's
I want
to
get like my best. I want to get my closer from Ugly and Angry and make that it, and so that MCs have like problems following. Like, where they're just like, can you not play the Porter clip? Because yeah, I can't.
It's too good.
That was your last special, which was phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is it still?
It's no,
still,
they took it off Netflix. They needed room for more Fuller House.
I want to be upset about that, but
no, you can't be.
I mean, like,
DJ Tanner,
they
has,
bring light and opportunity
has
to
kids
the world.
Now. We need to see how she's parenting.
Yeah, and I just like the fact that they're rubbing it into the twins' face. Like, buddy, we don't need you.
They really are.
We're still making money.
Also, they're weird. They went real weird.
The Olsen twins?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, aren't they fucking like 60-year-old dudes?
Yes. 60-year-old millionaires.
Wait. Did you say, are they fucking 60-year-old dudes?
They're, one of them's dating like
I thought
like
you were saying, like, aren't they like fucking like... Like,
oh no!
Are
no,
like, aren't they 60-year-old dudes now? Like, they got
there was a comma, misplaced comma in there somewhere.
But I bet they kind of have that look where they might smell like one.
Well, like, Lord knows they've had enough.
Grandpa,
next to
them. She's yeah. like, oh, it's just me. I'm sorry.
To quote,
I'm just being vapid.
To quote the great Greg Giraldo when he said this on a roast about Gilbert Godfrey, they look like they smell like pee.
Yeah,
like they just look. They look a little not clean and yeah. like affected by some by.
They're just, water's so dirty, and I'm so, I just, internally, I'm clean.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I just sweat, and then I also, rub that about my body.
Let's be honest, having that much cash at that age, like, dude. Who's normal, man?
Yeah. Absolutely. And you can't really leave. You can go
and their
to
parents,
mall.
I think they, I mean, look, I stopped subscribing to Olsen.com, but like.
I know, I can't believe it's a pay site.
The password was "you got it, dude." So, but they like I think separated from their parents or got all like custody of their money at 18 or whatever.
Yeah,
where it was basically like so you know that means that their parents were trying to like plant the seed of like
right,
and then we'll have this account for you guys and yeah, this separate account. Ours. What's that other account for? Nothing. Yeah. Dad's like, yeah. for Vegas. I mean, nothing. Yeah.
So cocaine like, and hookers. What?
Because I have to deal with you dumb fucking cunts. Yeah. All the time. Yeah.
He had to shuttle them around from shit to shit.
Oh, absolutely. So, yeah. And do you think you were like a pleasure to be around when yeah. you were shooting Rake. That?
No way.
Shut up.
Yeah. yeah. Oh, man. It's yeah. just, it's. Yeah, there is a part of me that looks at like young stars when they get millions of dollars at age 19 that I'm like, oh man, I'm kind of jealous. But then I think about it and I go, nah, because then I'd be really fucked up now.
But there's also this thing in your head where parents know when, hey, I'm going to hand you all this money. You're basically going, well, bye.
Yeah.
Like, because you know, if you hand a kid that much money, they're like, oh, well, fuck you, you poor
yeah.
parents, I'll
yeah.
see you later.
And yeah. like, you can't as a parent be like, well, let me still tell you what to do.
Yeah.
No, I'm worth $22 million. You can't tell me shit.
Absolutely, especially at 18. Like, yeah. at 30, you have a little more respect for yep. what your parents did for you and
right,
stuff. And
right,
you're like,
right.
absolutely, I'm buying my parents a house and shit. But yeah. like at 18, you're like, fuck you, mom and dad.
yeah.
You wouldn't let me go to mom's or fucking Karen's party last week, so you're not getting a Mercedes.
Yeah. So fuck you.
fuck you, and I'm sorry I called Carrie mom. That's my bad. But I do it when we're making out, too. It's weird. She hates it.
Is Ugly and Angry on Amazon? Or
yeah, it's on okay, all great. The other things.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you're working on a new
the
one
new
now.
The new record
yeah?
is I have to listen to it today, and then it'll be out. On
For real?
Just on iTunes. It's awesome. Just audio thing. Yeah.
But still, that's great.
Yeah, yeah, we want more good. Chris Porter. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Where did you record it at?
The Omaha Funny Bone.
Amazing.
Good club. Say hi to Colleen.
I will. You'll probably be there before I will.
Probably.
Did you how long had you worked on this album?
Like 2 years, just until it was done, really. I mean,
how
was,
do you know when it's done?
When it's like four, when it's an hour of just
crushing.
And it's pretty much non it's every show.
And I would yeah. love to know inside Chris Porter's head because like when you crush, you crush. So if you're like, I need everything to feel up to my standards, like then that makes sense that it would take a couple years, right? Because you're yeah. like, I really...
Well, and to be fair, it was ready like at a year and a half.
Okay.
And then like I went to Netflix and they're like, hey, we're good. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And then I just kind of sat on it hoping that something else would happen. And then I got tired of doing the jokes.
Yeah.
And I
that's when I know a special's ready.
And then I called stand up and I was just like, I have this. Do you want it? And they're like, yeah.
Awesome.
I was like, perfect.
Done. And all our listeners need to download this album and they need to see you live.
Wait, when's it coming out?
Probably in April. I think it's going to be called Lost and Alone.
Okay. Yeah. So your theme for titles is
ampersand something.
Yeah. Ugly and Angry, Lost and Alone.
I'm hoping the next this one is like, the last one. I'm yeah. hoping this is the last and.
Hungry yeah. and horny.
Hungry and or just fucking rich and fuck you. Like that's,
rich and fuck you. That's yeah, the third that's one.
Nice. Got a bus and you'll never see me again.
Take him. I'm following Feldman yeah. across the
following
nation.
Feldman.
Oh, and it's just me. Well, what
that's
I thought about,
a great
I want to call
be
it
just Feld telling this story.
Call it Feldmanity, but mm-hmm. I spell it Pheld and then manatee like the manatee.
And the cover is you and Feldman riding a manatee.
Oh.
That's so meta.
Now I just have to write the jokes.
Well, let's get to it, man. Yes, all the fans, follow him on Twitter. Follow him on Instagram.
I am Chris Porter for all social media.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Download the album when it comes out in April and see him live. You will not be disappointed, Chris. I'm so glad.
Oh, and we should mention you're going to be with us in Austin at Moon Tower on the live ALN there.
Yes.
That'll be amazing.
Live podcast at the Moon Tower Comedy Festival in Austin, Texas. And then you're also going to be with us at the Crapshoot Comedy Festival in Vegas. So yeah, plenty of chances to see you, see us, and just keep the circle jerks going, people.
Dude, I can't wait. I'm gonna get gloves.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.